Garawas in Holmes County on Monday. One Stop was touting the many career centers and real-life skills they provide. He sported safety goggles as he saw the Buckeye House being constructed by Buckeye Career Center students in New Philly. Superintendent Bob Alsep says it takes a lot of real-world teamwork.
The heating and air conditioning and the vent work, so they've got to work together and coordinate just like you would on a normal house project.
DeWine witnessed several of the trades labs, such as construction technology, and students were immersed in all aspects of building the Buckeye House, which will later be auctioned off. Many of the courses worked together to bring the house to fruition after a two-year process. The Ohio Supreme Court has cleared a conservative podcaster who embraces former President Trump's discredited claims of a stolen 2020 election to run for Ohio Secretary of State in November. Tor Maris will appear as an independent against Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose and Democratic challenger Chelsea Clark. Yesterday's ruling is the latest twist in Maris's roller coaster bid to seek the office overseeing Ohio's elections. LaRose's office initially cleared her for the ballot, but a Republican official successfully had challenged enough of her signatures to get her disqualified. A study suggests seniors who had COVID-19 may have a substantially higher risk of being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Researchers analyzed the information of more than 6 million people over the age of 65. They discovered about 7 new diagnoses for every 1,000 seniors with a documented case of COVID, and that's just in the past year. The study did not show COVID-19 actually causes Alzheimer's. It did show a COVID infection could cause inflammation that exacerbated changes already occurring in the brain. They noted other viruses can cause similar inflammation. And you can learn about and participate in good forest management activities coming up in Brinkhaven. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry is hosting the 2022 Tree Farm Field Day next Saturday, October 1st, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Good forest management practices will be showcased through walking tours, seminars, and educational displays October 1st in Coshocton County. The event will be held at Tiverton Timber Tree Farm on Township Road 352, Brinkhaven. Visitors can participate in hikes led by forest who will focus on invasive species control, wildlife habitat management, selection harvesting, salvage harvesting, tree planting, and forest land as an investment, and much more. Scheduled demonstrations and seminars include tree felling, horse logging, a portable sawmill, deer management, forest legacy planning, navigating the Ohio forest tax law, and current agricultural use evaluation programs, the process of selling timber, as well as a birding hike and kids activities. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
Good morning, everyone. It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 65 degrees currently in Coshocton. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I am your host, Mike Bechtel, here with you until 11 o'clock this morning. We got some open phone lines during our second hour today to talk about whatever is on your mind. As always, a lot of directions that we could go. Here in a little bit, we will be speaking with some representatives that have to do with the new broadband that is being installed here in Coshocton County, and how the project is unfolding and what you can expect. And it is a pleasure to let you know that we are beginning a new feature today here on the Communication Lines of program, and it will be a weekly as of now, student highlight, and we will be hearing from students from around our area, Coshocton and Riverview and Ridgewood and Newcomerstown as well, and see what these students are up to and what is going on in their schools, and to learn a little bit about them. And our very first guest on our student highlight is Marley Moner, and she is a senior at Newcomerstown High School. Good morning, Marley.
Good morning.
Marley, thank you for spending a little time with us this morning. So tell us a little bit about your involvement and activities at Newcomerstown Schools.
So I am Marley Moner, a senior at Newcomerstown High School, and I play volleyball, I run track, and I'm a majorette in the band. I do dance at Studio 3 in Newcomerstown. I've danced for 16 years, and I'm enrolled in CCP classes at Kent State Tusk Rock. I'm also involved in National Honor Society, Student Council, and Teen Leadership at the high school.
So you are involved in a lot of different things. Let's talk a little bit about your team leadership involvement. What all do you do?
So Teen Leadership is a service-based learning program out of Norwalk, Ohio. But at Newcomerstown, we have a class. We have an amazing teacher, Mr. Kennedy, and a really great group of kids. Sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and we're really just a big family. We're leaders in and out of our class, and we have a lot of activities that we do at the school and community.
Does that team leadership program have anything to do with student council or anything like that, or is that totally separate?
We're pretty much our own group. We work with the other groups, though.
Okay, now you're a majorette in the band. Do you play an instrument?
I played cymbals whenever I was in middle school, but now I pretty much just twirl. I twirl fire and three batons. It's my favorite thing to do.
And now, during other than marching band season, are you involved in concert band or anything else musically?
Not really anymore. Sometimes I would twirl the basketball games, but that's pretty much it.
Okay. You say you twirl a fire, and I didn't know that... That majorettes even did that anymore. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it's awesome. I can only do it whenever there's not turf fields, but I have a lot of fun.
Is it dangerous at all?
Not really. I've burnt myself a time or two, but it's just an experience.
How do those things work? What's the fuel? How are those things set on fire?
We soak them in kerosene and then just light them with a lighter. And I have to make sure I shake out the kerosene. Sometimes it flies around a little bit, but then we just light them up.
Now you're a senior now. Have you been a majorette? How long have you been a majorette?
For 4 years.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's something you've been doing for a while. And you play some sports as well?
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the volleyball team?
Yes.
And track and field, right?
Yes. I'm a sprinter.
Have you done volleyball and track all 4 years as well?
Yes. I have played volleyball since seventh grade, and I've played some JO volleyball. And I've done track since seventh grade as well.
Okay, and you say you're a sprinter. Is that the short runs? Is that what you specialize in, or do you any of the longer runs or any of the field events?
Mostly the 200 and 400, and I've had a really good relay team. We had first team IBC in the 4x1, and I've been on the 4x4 team as well.
All right, and it sounds like there is plenty of your days are pretty much filled 7 days a week.
Yes, for sure.
What are some of the things that you like most about Newcomerstown Schools and being a part of the school?
We're really just a very small school, so everyone knows and supports each other, and we have some really great teachers and staff and administration. Newcomerstown really gave me a lot of opportunities with all of my groups that I'm in, especially Teen Lead. We do a lot, and it's just, we have created a really good environment, so I really enjoy it.
You just started your senior year. Do you have plans after high school at this point?
I'm hoping to attend The Ohio State University and major in business.
And anything in particular, any more specific career goals? A business degree is always a good thing to have, but do you have a type of business or a type of career picked out or your sights set, or that's still to be decided?
Kind of still to be decided. I'm interested in some marketing things, and I'm just going to go and figure it out.
Okay. Do you have any free time other than what we've already talked about to do other things, to enjoy yourself, hang out with your friends, et cetera?
Yes. I have a big group of friends. Most of them are involved in my sports, so I see them there. And my best friend's going to Ohio State this year, so I hang out with her whenever she gets home. Otherwise, I am a four-year art student, so I really like to do art, which I guess is for school as well. But I personally really love it.
And so do you sometimes in your free, what types of art do you do? Are you a painter, a sculptor, a digital design? What do you do?
I paint mostly, and I like to color and just draw mostly.
Marley, what else would you like to tell us either about your experiences at Newcomerstown or your future or anything about yourself?
I would maybe like to talk about our teen leadership group.
Yes.
Yes, we have a lot of big plans. So as I said, we have a class, and we have been planning a lot of activities. So recently we started going to our elementary school and spending time with the younger kids. Personally, I had snack time with the preschoolers last Wednesday. And we are hosting a teen lead auction that we annually have for the teachers and students. We auction off a lot of goodies. This year, we're excited to be donating half of our proceeds to the Home Plate Project of Newcomerstown.
And what is the Home Plate Project?
They are a church-based group, I believe, and they do a lot of work for our community, and we just really want to give back to them.
So your team leadership group, apparently quite an active group.
Yes, we have a lot planned this year. So I'm really excited with that, and we're going to be working with the community on some things, possibly the Haunted Trails event in Newcomerstown. And we're in the early stages of planning a lot of things.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Not really. I just would like to thank you guys for this opportunity and my school, my principal, Mr. Favre. I really appreciate it.
Well, and we appreciate you to taking some time out of your school day to speak with us this morning. Very impressive, and best of luck in the future, and enjoy your senior year, Marley.
Thank you so much.
That is Marley Moner, senior at Newcomerstown Schools, and that is our first student highlight of the school year. We'll do it again next week. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after these words.
Tim Ryan's voted for the Biden-Pelosi tax and spend agenda 100% of the time. That hurts hardworking Ohio families struggling with sky-high prices. Here's Bruce, a single dad in Massillon.
We're already strapped, but taxing Tim Ryan? He's putting the burden of payment for all his reckless Washington spending on hardworking middle-class families like mine, with $20 billion in higher taxes. Ryan also voted to hire 87,000 new IRS employees, not just to go after the rich, but to try to squeeze the little guy even more. My family just can't afford taxing Tim Ryan.
Higher taxes on hardworking families, and the IRS coming after us for more? Taxing Tim Ryan just doesn't deserve our vote. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. During September, we are giving an additional $500 off your next vehicle to all our local heroes. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, hospital staff, deputies, firefighters, and also active military and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Do you know someone who is looking for a clean, cozy place to live? Tell your employees, relatives, and friends to call Bellflower Apartments at 622-6400. First floor modern apartments in a great location featuring central air, private patio, on-site laundry, and appliances are furnished. The best neighbors in Coshocton are waiting for you at Bellflower Apartments, 566 South 3rd Street, Coshocton, Ohio. We also have 2 and 3 bedroom homes for rent, 740-622-6400.
Show your support for the Buckeyes at G. Fisher Diamond Jewelers with our exclusive Blocko. Choose from a large selection of sparkling styles in pendants, earrings, bracelets, and watches. We have the largest selection of Buckeye jewelry you will find anywhere. Show your Buckeye colors with your very own Blocko exclusively at G. Fisher Diamond Jewelers in historic Roscoe Village. Wouldn't you rather say it came from G. A. Fisher?
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Home Loan Savings Bank.
Farm and ranch workers become victims of minor to serious injuries every day. It is important that family members and workers be properly trained in first aid and other emergency response techniques. First aid classes are available around the country to prepare you for a variety of emergency situations. For more information, call the National Safety Council at 1-800-621-7619.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Maura K. Joyacy, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
It's a really busy schedule because this is my last year, my senior year, and my main focus is cross-country and track because I'm trying to make it a state.
Joyacy plays two sports in the fall, soccer and cross-country, and she's also president of the FFA.
We go to this place called La Terza, and we roast and brew coffee there, and it's coffee from all over the world. So I mostly like to go there to brew coffee for my country.
Agriculture is something she grew up with in her native Rwanda.
Agriculture is a big part of my childhood. I grew up surrounded by small farms that were started by my family. So agriculture, like when I'm involved in agriculture at school, it's like a replay of my childhood.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hey there, this is Chris from The Glass House. The Glass House is the area's go-to stop for all your tattoo supplies, horror collectibles, and tobacco products. We have the largest selection of Delta 8, CBD, vaporizers, and glass pipes. So stop by The Glass House at 523 Main Street. We're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 7.
Partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers early, then a partly cloudy this morning. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50%. For tonight, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. Then a mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain is 20%, is 70% tonight. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy and much cooler, less humid with highs in the mid-60s. Temperatures falling to around 60 in the afternoon. Currently it is 65 degrees in Coshocton. And we're going to have some open phone lines during hour number two this morning. And for the rest of this hour, for a while this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about the broadband project that is underway here in Coshocton County. And Coshocton County stepping into the 21st century, if you will. We're going to learn about how it got started, what the current status is, and what the project holds for the future. We have Kyle Yoder and Rusty Dreher here with us to tell us all about it. And good morning, Kyle. Rusty, thank you for being here today.
Good morning. Mike. Thanks, sir.
And Rusty, we'll start with you. What is your, first of all, what's your involvement with the project?
Thank you, Mike. I work for the county commissioners, basically the liaison between the county commissioners and OTT, or Ohio Transparent Telecom, who is doing the project for the county commissioners.
And the broadband, the folks that live in town, we've got cable, might not even realize the issues that were in outlying areas. But when COVID came along, and the schools, Ridgewood and Riverview in particular, were having some trouble with remote learning because of the lack of internet access, that did seem to shine a spotlight on this issue.
Absolutely. They actually, the numbers that we used in the RFP before we awarded this project was around 65% of current residents did not have access to broadband.
And why is that so important in this day and age?
Everything is obviously web-based. The schools are doing a lot when they go remote. That was the big deal when COVID hit, was the schools going remote and the kids happening to learn remotely on iPads or computers. And then there's a lot of people working from home. A lot of people went during the pandemic and started working from home, and a lot of them have stayed there. So,
Rusty, can you share a little bit about how this project did get started, how it was funded, where the ideas came from, who did all the talking and the legwork? How did it come about?
Absolutely. The county commissioners received approximately $7 million worth of ARPA funding, American Rescue Plan Act money in 2021, and one of the priorities of that money was broadband, and the county commissioners decided to and voted to put approximately $5 million of that grant funding towards a broadband project. And they accepted RFPs, or requests for proposals, in September of 2021, and Ohio Transparent Telecom had the best proposal. So they were rewarded the project, and that's where we're at today.
Okay, and so how far into the project, this might be a better question for you, Kyle, but how far into the project are we at this point?
Sure, yeah, we started, the day winter broke.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it snowed an inch that morning when we got started, but we're pretty much done with phase one. So there's two phases to this project. One was hit the existing towers throughout the county in the underserved areas, and we did that. There's still a couple of some regulations that we have to get on yet, but those are coming. And then the next phase is to, there's lots of broadband underserved areas that don't have any towers. Their coverage isn't going to work there. So we're looking for areas to put towers, and we're going to build at least 10 more towers throughout the county. So we'll be able to hit a lot of those underserved areas, which is very important, by the way. If you're in an area that's underserved, go to our website, OhioTT.com/Coshocton, and sign up or say I don't have service here, because what that does is it puts a dot on my county map, which will help us to determine the best places to put. So as we're engineering those coverage umbrellas in those new tower areas, I'll see these dots and I can try to align those the best I can to cover as many red dots as possible.
Can you tell us a little bit, Kyle, about your company, Ohio TT?
Sure, yeah, Ohio TT. It started a group of entrepreneurs that said, hey, this is this pandemic, this was in 2020, this pandemic is a problem. Our kids can't communicate, people can't work. We need to try to solve this need. What's the best way to do this? And they said there's got to be a way to get broadband out to the community without spending hundreds of millions of dollars to try to do this. And so that's when I got involved. They called me up and I said, hey, I got an idea. There's this new technology. It just came out in March of 2020. And it's called Massive MIMO. And it is, it's not your regular traditional wireless fixed broadband kind of thing. It's a real high capacity, high speed, low latency kind of thing. And this will solve your problem. So they said, great, let's do this. Let's do a pilot project. We did a pilot to test it, make sure it worked. That was in Perry County. Everything worked great. We were up and running in under a month. And that's about the time this RFP came out. And we said, perfect, we need to respond to this RFP in Coshocton County.
Are you a fairly new company then? Did you form in the wake of the problems that were highlighted by COVID?
Yeah, Ohio TT is a brand new company. It comes from, I've been in the industry for 20 years. So I'm very familiar with internet service providing and wireless internet service providing specifically. Our leadership team, Megan Kwame, our CEO, she's been in many businesses. She's done she's a great leader. So we've got a great team put together, a great marketing team, and it's like the best of every department came together and said, we all realize this is not just a business. This is a we have a need to, we see a need and we're here to help. So it's like we all had the same mindset when we put this company together.
Where are you based out of? Do you have an office somewhere?
We do. We're out of Zanesville. Mm-hmm. That's our official home. And we're kind of spreading out from there. So we're looking at all of Appalachia. And matter of fact, one of our partners in the company is Foundation for Appalachia, Ohio. So when the company becomes profitable, 10% of the funds go back to Appalachia, Ohio for their cause.
Kyle, you mentioned Perry County. Was that the first project that you
that
worked
was.
On?
It was kind of our pilot project.
Have you done other similar projects for other counties since then?
We are working on other counties right now. Taking a lot of counties in the state have taken Coshocton's lead.
And $7 million in money was awarded. Is that the total cost of the project?
$5 million of the ARPA
$5
money
million. Okay.
That the county got went to the project. Yeah.
The county said, we have $5 million. What can we do with $5 million? And we responded in that RFP and said, well, we can cover about 20,000 residents for $5 million.
So, wow, $5 million is a lot of money. And you kind of alluded to this, that when you look at some of the other projects in the past and elsewhere and in cities to cover that much, I'll say, real estate, $5 million, looks like a bargain.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah, the fiber to the home estimate that we're seeing from some people that want to do fiber to the home is almost $80 million to do fiber to the home throughout the county. So you can see the difference of what that is between that.
Kyle, what all does the project entail? What do you need to do as Ohio TT as far as installing equipment, working with towers, installing software, all that stuff? What all you need to do?
And this is so much fun for this. I'm being sort of a techie kind of guy. I'm just a kid in a candy store when it comes to this stuff. So the latest technology, we get to go put it up on towers. So existing radio towers that you see and around the county, we gained access to those towers. We put the equipment up and sync it all together, and then it provides sort of an umbrella. It's not exact, but think of it as like about a four-mile circle around the tower. Obviously, you can't go through a hill, but you can go through trees. And then we light up that whole area, and we send out what we've been doing is sending out postcards, letting people know it's available in your area. And customers will call up to the number, get signed up, or go to our website. And then we come out with our truck. We put a little antenna, like it looks like a little medium-sized pizza box size flat panel antenna. We'll put it up on the house somewhere, aim it towards the tower, run a line into your house, connect it to your router, and you've got a couple hundred megs of internet.
And how many towers are being utilized here in Coshocton County?
Right now we are on 7.
Okay.
So we've got 7 major towers. That's sort of our core network of our towers. There's going to be a couple more added, and then we're going to start building new sites. And we're going to add at least 10 new sites.
Will there need to be construction of towers for any of those?
That will be a lot of construction. We'll gain land access and build a 180 to 300 foot cell tower in an area, typically up on a tall point in the county, and then that will provide coverage in those underserved areas.
So, but the 7 towers now, those are existing towers. So you did what you could do in the shortest period of time to cover the most people.
Exactly.
That's still a lot of work to do.
Exactly. And that's why that was phase one, because it was the quickest way to get service going in the county.
What kind of, when the project is completed, how much coverage, what's the percentage of coverage that we will have? Will there still be people that are unable to access?
There still will be. We can't cover the entire county just due to the terrain. We'd have to put hundreds of towers up to cover every single person. We're just trying to get as many as we can in the underserved areas. There's going to be some options. Once we have 20 towers sticking up in the air across the county, there's going to be, we've already started doing this, where there might be a little valley that has 5 or 6 houses, and maybe one of the neighbors or all the neighbors can come together. One of them might have a tall hill where we can put maybe a little 20-foot TV antenna type tower, and it will grab the signal out of the air from the other existing 20 towers, and then we can relay it back down into that valley and hit those 5 or 6 homes. So we'll be able to do that. Once everything is up and running, we can come back through. So, even if we don't have coverage for you right now, today in the first project, you're not out.
Okay.
There's still a chance.
But the percentage, 50%, 80%?
Do you know that?
Yeah, I went to the RFP this morning, and the RFP that they had given us was 15,000-plus people in Coshocton will have access to 25 megs up, or downloads, and then 3 up.
So that was our estimate at the beginning. Yeah. We're already in the, with the 7 towers, we've already covered 20,000.
Yeah. Okay. And so about 36,000 people in Coshocton County, about 11,000 that live in the city. So it's just doing some quick rough math. That's pretty good high percentage.
Yeah, it's a high percentage for the amount of money. It's relatively limited amount of money we had available. We're getting a lot of bang for our buck.
And if I understood you correctly, the potential is there if more money is available and to expand the project and fill in those holes in the future.
Absolutely.
You don't necessarily have to build a 100-foot tall tower to do that.
Yes.
Okay. So where are we right now with the project as far as coverage and people being able to get on?
Sure. We're 7. Like I said, we're covering about 20,000 residents right now. You can go to our website, ohiott.com. It'll give you sort of a map and a layout of what we have available right now. And if we're not available, again, sign up. That's really important to help us with the next phase and where we're deploying these towers. We're signing up customers like crazy right now. So the towers are live. They're working really good. And we're putting them in as fast as we can.
The rate schedule might be too complicated to go over all the details, but how do the – oh, we've got it right here. Okay. Let's see. $29 a month, minimum of 25 megabytes per second. So it's based on speed.
Yeah, yeah. So you get, you know, 50 megs is the middle plan. That's $50 a month. That's typically what someone would need. And again, we're talking about people that are in, they might be getting 1 meg or 3 megs. I don't know what, or any, anything at all. So 50 megs is great. We wanted to have a $29, just a real low cost plan, very easy barrier to entry. 25 megs, you can still do your Netflix and your gaming. It's enough to do what you need to do. And we also wanted to make it 29 because there's a program called ACP. And that's a program that Ohio TT has been approved for. So if you're if you're on school lunches, free school lunches, or WIC or anything like that, you can get approved automatically for this, and it's a $30 credit. So essentially, you can get our service for free.
Okay, and but that wouldn't be for games or for
streaming. It can work for games. It definitely will work for streaming.
Yeah,
we've tried it. I set my speed at my house to 25 megs, and I have multiple iPads and kids, and you know they'll lose their minds if it's not working right, and they don't know the difference. So I know 25 megs works great, but people that want 100 plus, that we made the option there. It's $80 a month, 79, and you can, you know, it's kind of uncapped. So it says up to 100, but we're seeing. I think I saw one yesterday. It was 214. So kind of based on signal, on what kind of signal you can get. But it's really working well for us.
How much variation is there from somebody that's right underneath a tower or somebody that's 4 miles away?
Well, that's a good question. What we're seeing is pretty much it's 50 megs, and then it goes to zero. So all the way at the edge of the cell, you can still get 50 megs, and then it's nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And up close, so it doesn't fit, doesn't fade out when you get to the edge of it, or fade out much.
Correct. It doesn't really. It's this new technology. It's called 5G NR is what they call it. So it's you see the 5G on your phone, and it's kind of that next version of the 5G that's on your cell phone. So.
And you mentioned that if somebody has on down the road, somebody has a tall roof or something. The radio business, they call those repeaters.
Call them microcells.
Okay.
Microcells. So you got a tall roof, and maybe you're on a hill, and you can see six neighbors down below. That's a perfect example. We can get you high speed into your house, and then if you can repeat it down to the neighbors, then they can all get it too.
And with the understanding that's not part of the current plan, right? That or is it?
It depends. It's kind of, okay. Case.
See how it goes
per case basis,
down the road. Okay. Yeah. So what still has yet to be done? Where are we moving forward, and when will the project be completed?
Sure. We've got a couple small existing towers that we're going through some regulation process on that are coming, and that's kind of the northern part of the county. And those will come up here in the next month or two before winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start our phase two, which is all the builds. And that's going to take a lot of planning. We've got some places picked out now. We still have four or five that we're working on finding the best spot to put these to cover the most people. And then those will probably deploy in the spring.
Okay.
Because of the weather. If we can get them in, if we have a soft winter, maybe we can get a couple up, but it's probably going to be spring.
Okay. Rusty, anything you'd like to add to any of that?
Kyle, I think it's important to list the towers that we're operating off of right now, because I think there's people that live around those towers could be on the website
for sure.
So we've got the tower on Cameron 55, which is right at the city limit sign. It's actually owned by the county. Tower at the Head Start, the old Head Start building, which is the old county home on Cameron 16. Tower in Nelly, which is right at the corner of 715 and US 36. A tower in Fresno, just south of Fresno. It'd be a cell phone tower just south of Fresno on 93. The Mill Creek Tower in Mill Creek Township was the first one to go live. Conesville, out by the Boy Scout camp off of 271. A privately owned tower by the Stewarts off State Route 16 and County Road 6.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the towers that are live right now. And we're repeating the signal, like you had said, from the tower at Coshocton Fire. And right now we're testing the equipment on the water tower that the city owns up on 55 too. So we actually have 9 sites that we're using. They're offering service off 7 of those that I named. So if you live in those areas, definitely get on the website, like Kyle said, and put your name in so we can see if we can get you service.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, you reminded me of something when you said about the repeater towers. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, the county fair is coming up.
Yeah.
We have a booth in the commercial building at the county fair. We'll have staff there all the time, so you can come in. If you have any questions, you can talk to. We'll have a live map, so you can we can put your address in, zoom in, see what it looks like now, see what it looks like in the future. And then we're also going to have our service there, so you can kind of test it out if you want to get on the Wi-Fi and test it out. It'll be free at the fairgrounds.
How long has it been? When did the first customers, clients go live?
When was that? That was in the spring, right?
Yeah, Mill Creek's been on for a few months now.
Yeah, we put the first tower up, and we did a lot of testing to make sure we had it right, and then we started going on the other towers.
Kyle learned pretty early on that the technology was so new that there was a lot of dialing in, so to speak, of getting the technology right on to make it work and talk to each other, and sometimes we're still working through that, trying to make sure that everything's talking the way it should be.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, you can't just go out and find a manual on this somewhere or a YouTube page. Mm-hmm. Right? It's very, very complicated. Just to give you an example for any techie guys out there, there's 906 settings in the frequency radio settings page of each cell. So it's just incredibly complicated. You almost get lost in the menus.
Just for the sake of our listeners, you do say that with a twinkle in your eye.
Though. Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah, I can't wait to wake up every morning because I love what I do.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from those that have been on it, with the understanding that I'm sure you had to work out some kinks?
There was, yeah. Just it being a new thing. I mean, no one's really deployed this. Verizon and AT&T, they're just starting to play around with this stuff. So it's very new stuff.
Well, and so what kind of issues have you run into at this point?
What were some of the things? I think it was just gaining the speed. I'm trying to think. It wasn't big issues. We have multiple different. So we're using a standard. This new technology is a standard. So it works in iPads. It works in different manufacturers. So we're not locked to a single manufacturer, which keeps the prices reasonable. If someone has a drone that they're using for their crops, it can interact with that. So it was getting the system set so that it was universal with all those different types of devices.
Does weather play a factor? Well, I know a lot of people that have TV, the set or satellite, the weather can throw the kibosh in it. Yeah, does that happen with this?
That's a good question. We have not seen that. The frequency is low enough that it hasn't caused any problems yet. That I know of. I mean, I guess there's always the chance of lightning, but again, we set everything up with the proper grounding, and so far it's been good.
But
for
if
us.
It's a rainy day or a storm moves through,
doesn't seem to affect it. No.
What kind of positive things or what kind of other feedback have either of you received from those that are on it?
I think mainly with the feedback that I'm enjoying is just the people, just getting the responses from the people when we come. You know, broadband is so important. It's almost like your power. So we come out and, you know, people have, I'm hooking up golf courses and wineries and all kinds of places, and they just had such bad service. And you know, if it goes out, they can't run credit cards. And we come in and we say, like, oh, here's our service. And they're like, whoa, 50 megs, and they just can't even contain themselves. They're so excited about it. And same with residentials. You know, kids that were... I love hearing these stories of I can think of one off the top of my head, four kids that were during COVID, they couldn't do their schoolwork. They had no internet. They tried to come to the library, and then there was the mass thing, and it was hours weren't right, and now they have this service, and they can do all this. I think they were homeschool kids, and they could do all the stuff they wanted to do, and it was that was exciting to see. And another one, a couple of speech therapists that... They said, boy, try to do speech therapy over a bad Zoom connection is very interesting. So just stories like that are very rewarding.
What options did folks in these rural areas, what options did they have before this became available? Is there still dial-up out there?
I don't know.
We've heard some people that were on satellite that were getting a small amount of megs, and then there's some people that are still working off Wi-Fi cards or... You know, a hotspot of some sort off their phone, which bogged down, plus some of it was getting through. We've had some farmers that were operating off of a hotspot of a large provider, the issue they were running into was their operation was all web-based, so it was running off that Wi-Fi card constantly, and eventually throughout the month they'd throw all that internet service back to try to save the space. And so they were operating. It was so slow when Kyle and I were at this farm that the speed test on the computer wouldn't even run.
Oh, yeah.
And they were operating the
whole
farm.
That was our first customer. Our very first customer, yeah.
And now they're getting probably 100 megs, I would suspect, at least.
Yeah, I think.
And not throttling it back.
Yeah, you mentioned an interesting point. Farmers, as with any industry, I am sure that the internet and internet access is important in that industry as well. But when you're in the middle of Mill Creek Township, your options were limited.
Yep. And the interesting part about that is we just come up with another scenario in the last week that we didn't even think of. And this is what's great about OTT. They're very, very flexible. We had a farmer ask me about a piece of equipment that only needs to run a couple of months, 3 months out of the year,
for harvest.
And it would be nice for harvest for it to be web-based so they can control it from a tablet or a phone so they can keep an eye on it so they don't have to run out there all the time and look at it. And OTT was gracious enough to say, absolutely, we'll give you service for 2 or 3 months, and then you can just keep the equipment, quit paying us, and then when you fire that back up, pay us that monthly fee again. So that we're kind of working through that with OTT right now to figure out how that plan was going to work, but they're going to be flexible with people that might only need service for a certain event or 2 or 3 months or a weekend. We're also going to work through that.
So I believe a few months ago we talked to somebody from a dairy farm in Coshocton County and how important this was to the operation of their farm.
Yeah, what did they say? They can get a couple extra hours of sleep now?
Yeah,
they don't have to go check on the equipment.
Yep, and now they can do work from the house in the building. We were actually able to hook their farm up and their house up so they can do the farm work at the house when before they had to go from the house up to the farm to actually do the work. So now that they're able to do their office work at the house as well. So that was a good success story. And Kyle had mentioned the golf course and a local winery that was struggling to get service. And it's actually when we talked about it, when the Head Start Tower come on, we thought, oh, no, they're out of range. And then we went up and tested it and actually had service and had good service up there. So they were thrilled to be able to get service up there on the U.S. 36 corridor and in businesses that really, really needed it.
People in town that are on and West Lafayette as well, I believe, are on there's Spectrum that's cable. Available. Mm-hmm. Do any of the signals from the tower reach the village limits or city limits?
That's great.
And do those folks have that option now?
Yeah, that's a great question. And yes, the answer is yes. All the cities are covered, especially City of Coshocton here, so we're getting customers calling up saying, "Yeah, I just want to need a $29 plan. Give me the basic plan. I want to save some money, and you're covered. We can hook you up. We have been.
Yeah. He's got people hooked up in the city now.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and tell you how to find out more, and have some final thoughts from Rusty Dreher and Kyle Yoder talking about the broadband project here in Coshocton County. It is underway. It is up and running. Still some work to do. We'll be back in just a few moments. This Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Garden Patch Greenhouse.
Farm and ranch workers become victims of minor to serious injuries every day. It is important that family members and workers be properly trained in first aid and other emergency response techniques. First aid classes are available around the country to prepare you for a variety of emergency situations. For more information, call the National Safety Council at 1-800-621-7619.
What do Prince, Joan Collins, Elvis, Lana Turner, and Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, all have in common?
That's easy. They're all featured celebrities in our estate event at Dean's Jewelry.
September 27th in Coshocton and the 28th in Mount Vernon. Shop previously owned celebrity jewelry from Charlotte Ray, Sammy Davis Jr., Buster Keaton, Zsa Zsa Gabor, and more.
Take home your own piece of celebrity history during Dean's Estate Event, September 27th in Coshocton and the 28th in Mount Vernon.
Hi, this is Lynn Jacobs. Ohio Means Jobs Coshocton County's annual employment expo is September 22nd from 11 to 3 at the Lake Park Pavilion. We hope to see you there.
The there's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Pumpkin Spice is back for a limited time only. Now you can get any size iced coffee for just $2. Try flavors like French vanilla, sugar-free French vanilla, caramel, and pumpkin spice for a limited time only $2. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
There's one noise that 85 people didn't want to hear. The judge's gavel when they were convicted for stealing taxpayer money. That's 85 corrupt public officials convicted because of State Auditor Keith Faber's work. Like the village employee entrusted with collecting utility payments, convicted of stealing nearly $250,000. Keith Faber caught him. Or a deputy county auditor who stole more than $1 million by creating a fake company and invoicing the county. Keith Faber caught him. Or a sheriff who stole money from the evidence room. Keith Faber caught him.
This is Keith Faber, and I'm just getting started. From discovering and calling out $5 billion in unemployment fraud to weeding out government corruption, I'm watching out for your hard-earned tax dollars.
Faber. When public officials break the trust, Keith Faber's watching. Paid for by Friends of Faber.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Shriver Tire Service.
Country roads can be beautiful during the fall, but always be on the lookout for farm vehicles. Farmers must transport grain and other harvest equipment to and from fields. Sometimes it's slow going, which can be frustrating to both farmers and motorists who share the roads. The National Safety Council would like to remind you to use understanding when you come upon farm vehicles. Slow down, be ready to react, and wait until it is safe to pass.
Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Check out these new items. A new selection of grab-and-go snacks and sandwiches, chocolate peanut butter fudge, and a large variety of deli, meat and cheese. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Hi, this is Lynn Jacobs. Ohio Means Jobs Coshocton County's annual employment expo is September 22nd from 11 to 3 at the Lake Park Pavilion. We hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. Since January 1 of this year, I have sold or placed under contract with qualified buyers over 1,550 acres. Of these transactions, all but one have been with cash buyers. Most of the properties were only on the market for 3 weeks or less. My point is, now is the time to market your property with me. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. And remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is now hiring. Walk in during our open interviews every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and apply on site. Open interviews are located at the Human Resources Office at 1501 Orange Street in Coshocton. Openings include clinical and non-clinical positions with sign-on bonuses up to $15,000 for select positions. Check out our openings at CoshoctonHospital.org. Join the local healthcare team that places patient care first. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. September is Hero Appreciation Month. All first responders will get an additional $500 off their next vehicle. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, and deputies are all included. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford. Ask for me, Jamie Rice.
This Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Kimberly Insurance Agency.
Studies show that many of the accidents that occur on the farm involve tractors. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield with this Farm Safety and Health Week message. All who operate a tractor should be physically and mentally fit. The National Safety Council says fatigue, stress, worry, medication, alcohol, and drugs can detract from safe operation. Make sure the tractor is equipped with a rollover protective structure, a ROPS. Make sure the PTO master shield is in place, lights and flashers are functioning properly, and there is a reflective slow-moving vehicle emblem posted. Properly inflate tires, make sure there's a fully equipped first aid kit on the tractor, and a fire extinguisher. Everyone who operates a tractor should receive training and be physically and mentally capable. Shut down equipment, turn off the engine, and wait for moving parts to stop before dismounting. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. For craftsmanship and quality in your next interior design project, choose Stewart Interiors. See Stewart Interiors at 520 Main Street in Coshocton, right in front of Sprint Print.
Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers early, then a partly cloudy this morning. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50%. Partly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. Then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, much cooler, less humid with highs in the mid-60s. Temperatures falling to around 60 in the afternoon. Currently in Coshocton, it is 67 degrees. Can I open phone lines here in just a few moments? We are back one more time with Rusty Dreher and Kyle Yoder from Ohio TT talking about the broadband project here in Coshocton County. And what else, gentlemen, would either of you like to share with our listeners today?
Why don't I give you how to get a hold of us? If you need service or want service, give us a call. 833-4-OHIO-TT. That's 833-464-4688. You can also go to the website. This is really important. Go to the website if you're underserved in an area or you want service. OhioTT.com/Coshocton. Get your, even if we can't cover you now, get your address in there so it shows up for our future tower builds. And then come see us at the fair next week.
Okay. Where specifically? Do you know yet? Or are you going to be at the fair?
Yeah, we're commercial building. I think the main commercial building.
All right.
So, we'll be there. Guys will be there all day, all night.
Does Ohio TT, is this this type of project an area of specialty, or do you do other tech stuff as well?
With Ohio TT, our focus is the broadband internet. There's some of our partners do some other stuff, IT-related items. We partner with Blue Shift Wireless. They do a lot of IT work for us. A lot of these areas, we're coming in with new internet, and they have really outdated old technology mm-hmm. in their network. And they're saying, I don't have an IT guy. So Blue Shift has been helping us out a lot with that, too.
All right. Rusty, anything else you'd like to add?
Absolutely. I appreciate the county's patience. The county is working hard to get as many people internet, broadband internet, as we can. Like I said, just get a hold of OTT so we can get you on the map. We'll do everything we can to get people hooked up.
One more question that I forgot to ask. We touched on it. Now, COVID, the worst of it, knock on wood, is behind us. But how will this impact the schools?
Well, I would say that, you know, the schools are better off now because they have more of the students have the ability to gain access from mm-hmm. home. We're adding broadband to the residents. You know, God forbid anything like this ever happens again, they'll be more accessible for remote learning.
I believe the schools are reporting to the parents a lot of web-based information as well, rather that be forms that need filled out or grade cards or events, that type of thing. So that will give the parents better connection back to the school as well to have this service at home.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. We left anything out. Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
No. Thanks for having us on. I think we should do this on a regular basis. I kind of like it. I think I got a good face for radio.
Okay. Yeah, I do as well. That's why I've been doing this for so long. So, well, hey, thank you both for being with us today. We will do it sometime in the future, and appreciate the update. That is Rusty Dreher, also Kyle Yoder from Ohio TT. Installing the broadband here across Coshocton County. We're going to have open phone lines all next hour. This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Coshocton County Safety Council.
Use the right tool for the job. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield with this Farm Safety and Health Week message. Tools are an important part of life on the farm. A good set of hand tools is indispensable when working on farm equipment, whether in the field or in the shop. Tools also contribute to many accidents on the farm. The National Education Center for Agricultural Safety reminds us that tool handles should be tight and without defects. Make sure power tools are properly grounded or are double insulated. Switch off and unplug power tools before changing blades or servicing and repairing. Keep all guards and shields in place. Unplug and put tools away after use, and be sure to keep them away from young children. Tools are an important part of life on the farm. Be sure to use them correctly so you can enjoy a long and injury-free life. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.
Craig Abner here with the Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Otsego Avenue. Before you know it, the leaves will be changing colors and the cold weather will be bringing on the snow. Brrr! Now is a perfect time to get a four-wheel drive for the upcoming season. Our lot is packed with over 60 pre-owned vehicles, and 40 of them are four-wheel drives. These vehicles have all been maintenance checked, detailed, and ready to go anywhere your next adventure may take you. We have 37 one-owner vehicles for you to choose from, as well as a great selection of new vehicles arriving daily. We currently have 0% financing on most Rams in stock for up to 72 months. Don't get left out in the cold. Stop in and see for yourself just how easy it is to get a great deal on your next vehicle right here at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, or look us up on the web at ChryslerJeepDodgeOfKeshocton.com.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
McWayne Ductile is proud to say they've been part of the Coshocton community since 1910. They manufacture ductile iron pipe, fittings, and utility poles. If you'd like to work for one of Coshocton's top employers, they'd like to talk with you. McWayne Ductile has positions available for production supervisor, quality inspector, and PLC technician. They offer a competitive compensation and benefits package. Apply online at McWayne.com. McWayne is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Julie from Advantage Tire and Audio. Take advantage of our fall savings now at ATA. We have big savings on our tire and wheel packages for your car, truck, or side-by-side. And don't forget to ask us about our no-credit check financing. Follow us on Facebook for details about our upcoming third annual side-by-side scavenger ride on October 8th. Give us a call, 740-295-9200.
Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers early, then a partly cloudy this morning. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50%. For tonight, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. Then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain is 70%. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, much cooler, less humid, with highs in the mid-60s. Temperatures falling to around 70 in the afternoon. Currently, it is 68 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The separatist leaders of four Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine say they're planning to hold referendums this week for the territories to become part of Russia as Moscow loses ground in the war it launched. In an alarming assessment, the head of the United Nations Security Council, Antonio Guterres, is telling world leaders nations are gridlocked in colossal global dysfunction and aren't ready or willing to tackle major problems. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers are telling an independent arbiter they are reluctant to answer questions about declassification of documents found at Trump's Florida estate. The AP's Tim McGuire has the story.
Special Master Raymond Deary asks former President Donald Trump's attorneys and the Justice Department for likely agendas as he proposes a draft plan on how to go forward over the next 2 months. Trump's lawyers told the judge they won't answer questions on the classified status of the 11,000 documents because it might be part of his defense should there be an indictment. He has claimed without evidence they were declassified. Both sides meeting with Deary today in Brooklyn. Trump's lawyers are also expected to respond to the Justice Department's appeal of a different judge's order blocking, at least temporarily, the use of the classified documents as part of the criminal investigation. I'm Tim McGuire.
Britain's Culture Secretary Michelle Donlan was asked how much taxpayers had paid for Queen Elizabeth's funeral.
We haven't got that total figure, but I think, you know, the taxpayer would argue that it was money well spent. In my own constituency, I saw so many people coming out to celebrate for the Jubilee across the community.
Donlan also said about 250,000 mourners lined up to see the late monarch's coffin at Westminster Hall
and pay their final respects. The Chicago Fire Department says six people have been injured in an apartment explosion. Stocks are lower so far on Wall Street ahead of a key decision on interest rates by the Federal Reserve. This is AP News. The White House South Lawn will be a concert venue later this week.
And you can tell everybody.
Elton John will perform on the lawn Friday evening as part of an event called A Night When Hope and History Rhyme, a reference to an Irish poem President Biden often quotes. Stars like John avoided the Trump White House, but the Biden administration has been embracing pop culture. BTS and Olivia Rodrigo have made appearances.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
James Taylor played at a White House event last week. John will perform Friday for an audience the administration says will include teachers, nurses, gay rights advocates, and others. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Qatar's ambassador to Germany was urged to abolish his country's penalties for homosexuality at a human rights congress 2 months before the Middle East country stages the World Cup. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
It is 4 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for hour number two of the Communication Alliance program. I'm Mike Bechtel. Glad to be here with you. And we're going to have open phone lines all hour. So we can talk about whatever's on your mind, whether it's broadband, whether it's keeping up with the technology here in Coshocton County, the technology of the 21st century and broadband bringing us into it. But rural areas have always lagged a bit behind urban areas when it comes to installation of technology, simply because the cities, there's a lot more people and a smaller footprint. The populations is density is higher. You don't have to run as many cords. I'm thinking of telephone and electric service, for example, and some other things as well. So this is a 21st century problem, but rural areas lagging behind urban areas when it comes to the latest technology is nothing new. So we're getting there. Phone lines are open to talk about that if you would like. If you want to talk some sports, we can do that. High school football Friday night, the Coshocton Redskins will host New Lexington. It is their homecoming, and airtime is 6:35 Friday night. They'll kick it off at 7 o'clock. And the Ohio State Buckeyes will host Wisconsin on Saturday. Now, Wisconsin is unranked, and I think they lost a game. I have to get out the scores here, but they've been putting some points up on the board. Wisconsin, don't let that fool you that they are unranked. They have a tradition. They've given the Buckeyes some trouble in the past. And the Buckeyes cruising right along in their first three games. Maybe they're about due for a challenge. So I don't know what the point spread is on that one, but I'm going to project it that Wisconsin might give the Buckeyes a game this Saturday night. What are your thoughts? Give me a call and let me know. The Cleveland Guardians, no, I didn't stay up last night. They went extra innings again. I made sure I got a good night's sleep last night, and I'm glad I did. But another exciting finish for the Guardians, and they continue to stretch their lead in the American League Central. And Magic, now I have to look up the magic number for the Guardians, but they, observations about the Guardians this year, they have had several young rookie players that have stepped up, and other players that are young, not necessarily rookies, that have stepped up. Josh Naylor comes to mind, and they play through to the end of every game. Emmanuel Classe actually blew a save last night, but was able to pick up the win. It's one of those quirky things that if a closer blows a save and they leave him in and come back and score the next inning, that closer that blew the save can pick up the win. That's what happened with Emmanuel Clase last night. But by and large, the Guardians bullpen, pretty good bullpen. And the offense just keeps plugging away. So they've lost, they won a lot of those extra inning games or close late games as well. You've got, I'll say it again, just what appears to be, from the public perspective, just a great team attitude. And that reflects on the management and coaches. So the Guardians, they've been fun to watch all season. And just a few games left, they took care of the Twins. Won 4-5 against the Twins. Won their first game against the White Sox. So at this point in the season, I'll have to look up that magic number, but at this point in the season, if they don't win the American League Central, it will be a collapse on the part of the Guardians. So the phone lines are open to talk some sports if you would like. And let me grab my information here and prep here from the Associated Press. We'll get to this date in history in just a little bit. Yesterday we talked about tipping, and I have concluded that many of the opinions, much of the opinion about tipping and who should receive tips and how much, is generational. People my age and older grew up that with, you give a tip for a good service, 10% is the standard, and when you gave that tip, it was received with appreciation. And today, 15-20% is the expectation, and sometimes more, and that's just the expectation. You're expected to do it. If you don't, you're a so-and-so. Give me a call. The phone lines are open. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And miscellaneous story here about online security. Hackers gained access to personal information on some customers and employees at American Airlines. The airline said Tuesday that information on a very small number, quote unquote, of people were compromised after a phishing attack that breached some employee email accounts. American Airlines says it has no indication that the attackers have misused any of the personal information. It won't say how many people's information was compromised by the attack. American says it is putting additional safeguards in place to prevent similar breaches in the future. And we hear lots and lots and lots of stories like that. Have you ever had an instance where somebody has gained access to your personal information and stolen from you, or maybe used your credit card number? It's happened to me twice. I was able to resolve both of them, but it does happen. And furthermore, I am in American Airlines database. I flew on that airline back in February and March. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And we have the beginning of fall to talk about. Yeah, it's will officially be fall very soon. And that's reflected in the weather forecast as well. Phone lines are open. I need somebody to chat with between now and 11 o'clock. Let's get started. 740-622-1560. This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Coshocton County Farm Bureau.
During National Farm Safety and Health Week, you can help even if you aren't a farmer. Watch in rural areas for the bright red and orange slow-moving vehicle signs. Keep a generous assured clear distance behind tractors and combines. If passing farm machinery, make sure the equipment driver sees you before entering the passing lane. Share the road. You don't want anyone to become a statistic.
Voting can change our world. It can shape my neighborhood.
Voting is about our future.
Voting matters.
But I can't vote.
Nope. Neither can I. I'm too young.
Same.
So to all the grown-ups,
it's up to you.
Our future depends on it.
Register to vote.
Get registered.
We need you.
Visit VoteOhio.gov to register online for the November 8th election.
Sponsored by Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose, aired by the OAB and this station.
Only Best Heating and Air can give you authentic Lennox quality and service for your home's heating and cooling needs. They're the people you know and trust, right in our community. With regular maintenance from Best Heating and Air, you can keep your air perfect year-round and keep your home's heating and cooling system running at peak performance. Think Best Heating and Air to keep your system running perfectly season after season. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 or visit them at bestheatingandac.com to schedule an appointment today. Dealer license number 30482.
Every volunteer firefighter is driven by a different inspiration. For some, it's the passion for serving their community. Others want to set an example for their kids. Or it could just be the sense of family that comes from working with neighbors. What fuels your fire? You don't need prior experience to join. Find out more information by calling 740-502-3809 or stop by the Jackson Township Fire Department, 887 State Route 541 West, just outside of Coshocton. Paid training may be available for those who qualify.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. During September, we are giving an additional $500 off your next vehicle to all our local heroes, doctors, nurses, EMTs, hospital staff, deputies, firefighters, and also active military and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. This is Jody Meek with Century 21. I heard that you have some real estate needs. I can sell your home and find a new one for you. Have you heard that Century 21 will make a donation to a charity when the transaction closes? Chris, the client decides where the money will be donated. Let's get started. I look forward to making your real estate dreams come true.
To make your real estate dreams come true, call Jody Meek with Century 21 at 740-502-8890.
Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers early, then a partly cloudy this morning. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50% for tonight. Partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. Then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, much cooler, less humid, with highs in the mid-60s. Temperatures falling to around 60 in the afternoon. It is currently 69 degrees in Coshocton. It's 16 minutes after 10 o'clock. Some housekeeping here. All the phone lines are open. Whether you want to talk about anything I've mentioned or anything that I haven't, give me a call. Major League Baseball magic numbers. And let's see, this story is has a timestamp on it of 22 hours ago. It says the Guardians' magic number is 12, but the Guardians would have played the White Sox since then. So that would make the Guardians' magic number 10, a combination of 10 either wins by the Guardians or losses by the second-place team, currently the White Sox. So your thoughts on the Guardians. And tomorrow is the first day of fall, so enjoy your final day of summer. Today is summer, and it's going to get into the mid-80s today. Maybe some showers and thunderstorms today, but the days are getting shorter. We've had a few crisp mornings, and it is starting to feel like fall. Fall is the perfect time of the year to play football. That little sliver we've had when high school football season starts. We have had evenings in the mid-80s, And by the time the playoffs roll around, it is not without precedent that you get a few snow flurries and are wearing gloves on the sidelines. That little spot in between, that's the sweet spot for football. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And we'll get to this date in history. Had some interesting things happen back through history. If you'd like to offer some more thoughts, we've talked quite a bit about the royal family and the passing of Queen Elizabeth. So we can talk about that if you would like. How about this? And I would imagine that there'll be differing opinions on this, so let me know what you think. The National Transportation Safety Board is recommending that all new vehicles in the U.S. be required to have blood alcohol monitoring systems that can stop an intoxicated person from driving. The recommendation, if enacted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, could reduce the number of alcohol-related crashes, one of the biggest causes of highway deaths in the U.S. The new push to make roads safer was included in a report released Tuesday about a horrific crash last year in which a drunk driver's SUV collided head-on with a pickup truck near Fresno, California, killing both adult drivers and seven children. So, how about that? All new vehicles be required to have blood alcohol monitoring systems that can stop an intoxicated person from driving. That's a recommendation from the National Transportation Safety Board. So what do you think about that? I know that nobody's going to call up and defend drunk driving, saying, hey, we ought to be able to toss back a bottle of Jack Daniels and drive anywhere we want. Nobody's going to say that. Nobody's going to defend drunk driving. However, oftentimes that we hear of what people perceive as government overreach, and this might fall into that category. You get into your own car on your own street or in your own garage and you got to blow into a straw before your car will start. So what do you think about that? Whether you're a teetotaler or whether you enjoy an occasional cocktail, what are your thoughts? 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And just how sensitive would they be? I don't know if all states have the same blood alcohol content rules or not. I think some are 0.8 now, or others are 0.1, or maybe there's a federal. I don't know. I don't know what they are. But what are your thoughts on that? Equipping all vehicles, all new vehicles, with a device that will stop an intoxicated person from driving. We can talk about that if you like. Interesting topic. I'd like to hear from you. It's 10:21. Phone lines are open. And since the 70s, fatal accidents on the roadways have declined and declined dramatically, but they still happen. And they still happen very, very often. We've had laws about drunk driving, changes in laws. We have had increased safety of vehicles. We have had just a lot of things that have happened, but still, automobile crashes a major cause of death, premature death here in the U.S. So, your thoughts? Give me a call. It's 10:22. Let's take our first phone call of the hour. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, other than car crashes, other than we talked, there's also the stuff about seat belts that started to come into play, too.
Yeah, well, and this would fall into that same category. There are people, and I can understand where they come from, don't like having laws that protect us against ourselves for our own safety. They want to have the choice to do that themselves. Very few people, some do, but very few people say that seat belts don't help you survive an accident or don't increase safety. They do. There are some people that deny that, but most just don't like the whole principle of a police officer being able to pull you over and give you a ticket because you don't have a seatbelt. And drunk driving, although drunk driving does not just affect the driver, it affects everybody else on the roadway as well, might fall into that same category, or at least some overlap there. So, yeah, that's kind of the way I think a lot of people are going to see it.
Yep. I got something. I know you. What is something, Mike, that you would not try food-wise?
Something I wouldn't try. There's got to be a few things. I am, if you listen with any regularity, you know that I am a rather adventurous eater and will try just about anything once. Let's see, I've eaten balut, the 18-day duck embryos out of the egg, and I've I would even try the maggot cheese from Italy, because I know somebody else that's done it. So I don't know. Hit me. Let me know what you got, and I'll tell you whether I'd try it or not.
It's something I saw on the news yesterday. It's from TikTok. People are trying to cook NyQuil with chicken, like NyQuil seasoned chicken.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's just stupid. that's not a cuisine or an unusual food. That's using putting a medicine or in this case a drug in with your food. And so I'm not going to try that. And furthermore, the flavor of NyQuil has kind of a licorice anise flavor to it, which to me would not lend itself well to chicken.
Yeah, because I saw this in the news yesterday that the FDA is warning about the do not attempt to make seasoned chicken with NyQuil because it might cause an overdose on it.
If you're going to try something that goofy and it sounds borders on the disgusting, go get yourself a bottle of Ouzo at the liquor store, or better yet, melt some, get some anise spice and spice it that way. You get the same flavor without the drowsy effects.
Yeah, I just think that's pretty stupid that somebody wants to attempt to try to cook that with chicken and make it all green and all that stuff like that. Because I saw that in the news, I'd be like, would that be somebody who would just want to attempt to try that? And it's like, basically, that's a no.
Do people come up with these TikTok? And I know you keep an eye on all the latest TikTok challenges, but do people come up with these ideas just to see if they can get somebody else to cook chicken with NyQuil, or to go up and slap their teacher, or to eat a Tide Pod? I have a hard time wrapping my brain about that. I think it's just to see if you can get other people to do it, and they do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like some people are even using TikTok for recipes now too, not just the challenges I brought up, Mike.
I don't regularly visit TikTok. I've seen a few videos, so some of the crazy stuff that you've pointed out. But my understanding is that TikTok can be innocent as well. There is some fun stuff on TikTok. Maybe you can pick up a recipe minus the NyQuil. Maybe you can learn some new things and some fun things on it. But there's just so much outrageous stuff that I think gives the whole website a bad name.
Yeah, very much so. And I just, as I said, I think that's a little bit of a stupid stunt that somebody, even I cook a lot of stuff, Mike, and that is one thing I will not cook.
Nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to, if I take NyQuil, which it's been a long time, that's something that NyQuil has a tendency, as far as I'm concerned, to last long after, the effects last long after when you need to get up in the morning. If I need some help sleeping, I've taken melatonin before, but that's neither here nor there. NyQuil is a medication / sleep aid, and chicken is food. So, no, I would not try that.
Yeah, that is something I wouldn't try myself, because that's a good. Because that is something on the list. Maybe somebody might have to say, "Hey, is there something that would not anybody would Is there anything that, no matter how much people are adventurous around here, is there something that they would not try?
You could simulate the flavor of NyQuil. In fact, it would taste better if you used something else with the same flavor. Ouzo is a Greek liqueur that is anise flavor, licorice flavor. And I think you can go to any grocery store and get the anise spice. And if you're looking purely for the flavor of it, then that would work just as well. And if you need to have green chicken, put a drop of green food coloring in it.
Yep, yeah, but I thought I might see if anybody has on a thing on when it comes to food that's something that they will not try or will not eat.
There is probably something. I don't like kale. I have eaten it before. Kale is a leafy vegetable, and to me it's more of a symbol of... It's a symbol of being a devoted dieter or a devoted person of health food than it is anything that I want to eat. I have tried kale chips. I have tried kale and salad. I've tried, I think, blanched kale once, and I just don't like it. So I don't go out of my way to eat kale, but I have tried it before. As far as something I would never eat, I'm not going to have the chicken with the NyQuil in it, and there's probably some other stuff, but I've tried just about anything. Anything I have available to try once, I'll do it.
Yeah, right. Especially as I said, I'm going to bring a warning to that.
Thank you for calling. It is 10:29. The phone lines are open to talk about that if you like, and really three or four topics with that call. They're the latest TikTok challenge, and he learns of a new goofy TikTok challenge he has shared in the past, and some of them downright dangerous. Let's see, there was the cinnamon challenge. I don't know if that was a TikTok or not, but these challenges that go around on the internet, and I often see memes that when I was a kid, they didn't need to put warning labels on laundry detergent, we just knew not to eat it. And number one, most people don't eat it. Just takes a few and they get the headlines. And number two, we didn't have the internet or TikTok back then. I think that the internet and TikTok and Facebook, I think oftentimes it amplifies the lack of good judgment that is already there in some people. My thoughts anyway. So what about you? So no, I'm not going to try NyQuil infused chicken. Doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound like something you'd ever be able to find anywhere in the world in a restaurant. However, I feel the need to share this. I learned of a thing called Kulikkels, and this was 4 or 5 years ago, maybe longer than that. It's been a while. And what Kulikkels are, something that they do in the South, Alabama, Mississippi, I'm talking about the South, deep South, and you will take a dill pickle, slice it in two, and marinate it in Kool-Aid. And the pickles change color. So that caught my fancy, and I went out and bought a couple of gallons of pickles and sliced them up and made all sorts of different flavors of Kulikkels. Dill pickles with cherry flavor and grape flavor and whatever the blue ones were. I think blue raspberry Kool-Aid I got. They weren't very good. They just tasted like colored dill pickles. So I guess I did that. But that's something that they do. That is a I don't know how popular it is, but it's a snack in the South. It didn't have any drugs or medicine in it. So your thoughts, give me a call, 740-622-1560. So what wouldn't you try? You ever see those all the things that pop up on social media, and there's a list of foods, and it says, how many of these would you never eat, or how many of these have you never eaten? with very few exceptions, my answer is zero. I've tried them all, unless it's a food that I have not had access to. Haggis. I so much want to try haggis. The Scottish dish, what is it, a stuffed stomach or filled with other entrails that is associated with Scotland, and never tried it because you can't get it here in the United States. You can't get authentic haggis here in the United States because it contains lungs, and lungs can't be sold here in the U.S. I don't know if it's a health issue or why that is, but haggis, real haggis, has lungs in it, and you just can't have that here in the U.S. Anybody tried haggis? Anybody been to Scotland or anywhere else in the world and tried haggis? Give me a call. Phone lines are open to talk about that, to talk about TikTok, to talk about whatever else is going on in your world today. This Lost and Found Pet Information is brought to you by Good Boy Bakery. A female coonhound wearing a neon orange color was found at Schertz Farm in West Lafayette. This dog has been taken to the animal shelter. Phone number is 740-622-9741. This Lost and Found Pet Information was brought to you by Good Boy Bakery. And this National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Coshocton Grain Company.
The National Safety Council reminds farm families that just because your child is interested in farm work does not mean that they should be allowed to participate in farm tasks. It is important for your child to have both the physical and cognitive skills necessary to safely complete a farm task. That tasks are age and developmentally appropriate. Children should always receive training before they're allowed to do a task. Even with training, adult supervision should be present at all times.
Fall is almost here, and there's a lot to do and see at Shoemaker Farms. Shoemaker Farms has all your fall decorating accessories like pumpkins, gourds, mums, corn stalks, straw bales, apples, squash, and of course, homemade cookies. They also have tomatoes, zucchini, cucumbers, produce, and did I mention homemade cookies? Located between Coshocton and West Lafayette on County Road 16, Shoemaker Farms is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 6, and Sunday from 10 until 4. Stay tuned for hayrides to the pumpkin patch every Saturday and Sunday in October.
Choose the proven performance of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, featuring high-yielding Extend Flex soybeans and the exceptional weed control of Extendamax herbicide with Vapor Grip technology. Elite genetics, triple herbicide tolerance, flexibility that delivers results, backed by 25 years of innovation. That's the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system of choice. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Always follow stewardship practices, all pesticide label directions, and check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. Every day has challenges. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. Success is what matters to me and my family. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Now is the time to define your future at channel.com/future.
Do you have any windows where the sun comes in too much? Graber Solar Shades offer varying levels of light filtering that can help keep too much sun from coming in, yet let you see out. Wilson Carpet and Furniture is your Coshocton dealer for Graber window blinds. Come see our large selection of solar fabrics and choose one that is perfect for your room. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton. For your perfect window dressing, Graber blinds.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Extermatol Pest Control.
The American Lung Association says farmers account for more than 30% of adults disabled by respiratory illness. It's not from smoking, though. The majority of these farmers have contracted farmer's lung. Hi, I'm Tom Stever with Brownfield. Farmer's lung is an allergic disease caused by inhaling mold spores in the dust from moldy hay, straw, or grain. A lot of farmers are forced to leave the occupation because of the physical limitations caused by the disease, but there are ways to prevent it. It's recommended to bale hay, cut silage, and harvest and store grain at the appropriate moisture levels. Also, areas should be well ventilated and dry before being used. Adequate ventilation will also cool down the crops. Using respiratory protection is also recommended when handling moldy or dusty materials. During National Farm Safety and Health Week and year-round, it's important to be aware of the dangers of the farm and to take precautions to prevent accidents. I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, this is Lynn Jacobs. Ohio Means Jobs Coshocton County's annual employment expo is September 22nd from 11 to 3 at the Lake Park Pavilion. We hope to see you there.
Tim Ryan's voted for the Biden-Pelosi tax and spend agenda 100% of the time. That hurts hardworking Ohio families struggling with sky-high prices. Here's Bruce, a single dad in Massillon.
We're already strapped, but taxing Tim Ryan? He's putting the burden of payment for all his reckless Washington spending on hardworking middle-class families like mine, with $20 billion in higher taxes. Ryan also voted to hire 87,000 new IRS employees, not just to go after the rich, but to try to squeeze the little guy even more. My family just can't afford taxing Tim Ryan.
Higher taxes on hardworking families, and the IRS coming after us for more? Taxing Tim Ryan just doesn't deserve our vote. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hi, this is Mary Lou from Valley ATV Polaris, a preferred partner for Polaris. 2023 Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsmans plus K&Ams are on sale at Valley ATV in Danville. Remember, Valley ATV Polaris and K&Am on Delaway Road in Danville is where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy.
Or go to valleyatv.com. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers early, then a partly cloudy in the morning. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50%. For tonight, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. Then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, much cooler, less humid, with highs in the mid-60s, temperatures falling to around 60 in the afternoon. Currently, it is 73 degrees in Coshocton. Phone lines are open, and, well, we touched on a few different things. Our last caller, so if you want to expand on any of that, give me a call. If you want to talk sports, the Guardians or the Buckeyes, we can do that. Or the Browns. Browns are in first place, you know. if you need to look for a silver lining. Let's take a look now. At this date in history, this is Wednesday, September the 21st. It's the 264th day of 2022. There are 101 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history: on September the 21st, 1981, the Senate unanimously confirmed the nomination of Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female justice on the Supreme Court. On this date in 1792, the French National Convention voted to abolish the monarchy. In 1937, The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien was first published by George Allen and Unwin LTD of London. In 1938, a hurricane struck parts of New York and New England, causing widespread damage and claiming some 700 lives. In 1957, the legal mystery drama Perry Mason, starring Raymond Burr, premiered on CBS TV. In 1961, the first Boeing CH-47 Chinook military helicopter made its first hovering flight. In 1973, the U.S. Senate confirmed Henry Kissinger to be Secretary of State. In 1982, National Football League players began a 57-day strike, their first regular season walkout ever. In 1985, in North Korea and South Korea, family members who had been separated for decades were allowed to visit each other as both countries opened their borders in an unprecedented family reunion program. In 1989, Hurricane Hugo crashed into Charleston, South Carolina. The storm was blamed for 56 deaths in the Caribbean and 29 in the United States. 21 students in Alton, Texas died when their school bus, hit by a soft drink delivery truck, careened into a water-filled pit. In 1956, President Bill Clinton signed the Defense of Marriage Act, denying federal recognition of same-sex marriages, a day after saying the law should not be used as an excuse for discrimination, violence, or intimidation against gays and lesbians. Although never formally repealed, DOMA was effectively overturned by U.S. Supreme Court decisions in 2013 and 2015. In 2001, Congress again opened the federal coffers to those harmed by terrorism, providing $15 billion to the airline industry, which was suffering mounting economic losses since the September 11th attacks. On this date in 2011, Josh Fatal and Shane Bauer, two Americans jailed in Iran as spies, left Tehran for the Gulf state of Oman, closing a high-profile drama that brought more than 2 years of hope and heartbreak for their families. The state of Texas executed Lawrence Russell Brewer for his role in the gruesome dragging death of James Byrd Jr. 10 years ago, people lined up to buy Apple's iPhone 5 as it went on sale in the United States and several other countries. That was 10 years ago. What are we up to? iPhone 14 now. A man was bitten multiple times after leaping from a monorail into a tiger exhibit at the Bronx Zoo in New York. 5 years ago, millions on Puerto Rico faced the prospect of weeks or months without power in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly to discuss the ongoing crisis involving North Korea. Facebook said it would provide congressional investigators with the contents of 3,000 ads that had been bought by a Russian agency. It had already released the ads to federal authorities investigating Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election. 1 year ago, in his first address before the UN General Assembly, President Joe Biden urged the world's nations to address the global issues of the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, and human rights abuses. A coroner confirmed that human remains found in remote northern Wyoming were those of Gabby Petito, a 22-year-old who had disappeared while on a cross-country road trip with a boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. Laundrie's body would be found in a Florida swamp in October. The FBI later said he had admitted killing Petino in a notebook that was discovered near his body. Melvin Van Peebles, a year ago, a playwright, musician, and movie director whose work ushered in the blaxploitation films of the 1970s, died at his New York home at age 89. Today's birthdays, actor, author, comedian Fannie Flagg is 81. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer is 79. Author Stephen King is 75 today. Basketball Hall of Famer Artis Gilmore is 73. Actor-comedian Bill Murray is 72. Former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd turned 65 today. Movie producer-writer Ethan Coen is 65. Actor Rob Morrow is 60. Singer Faith Hill is 55 today. Actor Billy Porter is 53. TV personality Nicole Richie is 41 years old today. And actor Maggie Grace is 39. We'll be back right after this.
Are your creditors threatening you? Are your wages being garnished? Do you fear you may lose your home? Call the local bankruptcy attorney at Drown Law Offices of Coshocton to stop the harassment. When you file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, your debts are eliminated, and in most cases, you can keep your home, car, personal possessions, and retirement. With proper guidance, good credit can be reestablished in only a few years. Call today for a free, no-obligation packet at 740-291-8080.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Heritage Cooperative.
Serious injuries and deaths occur to children of farms every year. Most farms have numerous hazards that place adults and children at risk. For every hazardous area on a farm, there should be a barrier that protects children and visitors. The National Safety Council urges you to identify and create safe play areas for children. Today, inspect your farms for hazards and make necessary corrections to protect children who live on or visit the farm.
Hi, this is Lynn Jacobs. Are you unemployed or looking for a career change? You don't want to miss our Employment Expo Thursday, September 22nd from 11 to 3.
There are a lot of steps between conceiving, carrying, and cradling your baby. No matter what stage of motherhood you're in, our team at Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital will be there every step of the way. From managing high-risk pregnancies to delivery planning, we provide specialized care for you and your little one. For every care in the world. To learn more or schedule your care, visit unionhospital.org/motherhood.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. September is Hero Appreciation Month. All first responders will get additional $500 off their next vehicle. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, deputies, active military, and veterans. Ask for me, Tiffany Johnson.
Thompson 99 is now open for lunch and dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with doors opening at 11 a.m. Enjoy our fine dining atmosphere with a full bar and fantastic menu at 509 Main Street in downtown Coshocton. We always celebrate happy hour from 3 to 5 p.m. Reservations welcome at 740-202-0258, extension 1004. We look forward to seeing you.
Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers early, then partly cloudy this morning. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50% for tonight. Partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. Then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, much cooler. Less humid with highs in the mid-60s, temperatures falling to around 60 in the afternoon. Currently it is 73 in Coshocton. Let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
I just listened to your thing about history and got to thinking, you know, really.
You need to step away from your radio or turn it down. We're getting a lot of feedback.
Okay, we can do that.
There we go.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, you can learn from history. A lot of these concepts, really, like defund the police, get rid of the military, don't enforce the laws, turn the prisoners loose, is nothing new. That was a concept of SDS in the 1960s. You probably don't remember that.
No, I don't know what FDS is. Enlighten us.
Oh, you're going to get education.
I'm sure.
Students for Democratic Society. SDS. And I think it was founded in, UC at Davis in the early 1960s. They promoted all that kind of stuff. Basically, it was communist-backed. And Nikita Khrushchev had a big hand in that, too. It was basically to overthrow the U.S. government by using the college students to do it. And that's where it came from. But a lot of the concepts they had are just like we see right now, the woke people, the left-wing types, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. Of course, he was really focused on the black back then and said that was the soft underbelly of the United States, basically break down the country where there's no such thing as a right or wrong. It may be, might, if, or who knows, is what they were after. That kind of got calmed down after they burnt the ROTC building at Kent State, and a few people got killed. And then all of a sudden, it kind of went underground. But it's still there. College professors were big in that in the 1960s. A lot of them were very open about it. They encouraged students to write, to basically say the government was too oppressive, and everybody wanted to have their own rights. Thank you.
It is 10:52, and oftentimes when that caller calls, we don't have a lot of time to respond, but if you have any thoughts that you'd like to add to that, give us a call at 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Frontier Propane.
Injuries are the leading cause of blindness among farmers. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with this National Farm Safety and Health Week message. According to the National Eye Institute, farmers' eyes are the second most frequently injured part of the body. The most common causes of eye injuries are flying objects, dust particles, chemicals, and sun exposure. Protective eyewear can prevent eye injuries in more than 90% of cases, so it is of the utmost importance that you're wearing the best personal protective gear for the job. Safety glasses should be impact resistant with wraparound lenses for the most complete protection. Look for glasses that block 99 to 100% of UV rays. Over time, those rays can lead to cataract development and eyelid skin cancers. Eye injuries are more likely to occur when repairing farm machinery than when operating it, so goggles, face shields, and welding helmets should be worn when appropriate for the task. Protect your eyes. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.
MVHC Urgent Care provides health care without the wait. Their locations offer extended hours and are fully equipped with X-ray and lab services. You do not have to be an MVHC patient to utilize their urgent care services. Visit one of their convenient locations in Coshocton for all of your urgent health care needs.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation. This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Jacobs Vanneman Insurance Agency.
Here are a few tips to keep farmers and drivers safe during harvest season. For farmers, make yourself easy to be seen. Use lights and flashers, replace worn, slow-moving vehicle emblems, and when driving farm equipment on roadways, use retro-reflective marking materials. For those driving in rural areas, watch for farm equipment, slow down, and wait for a safe place to pass, and avoid using a cell phone while driving.
Stroud gets the snap. Hands to Henderson, running on a left angle to the 50. He'll hit the Purdue 40. Down the left side of the 30, Henderson to the 20, to the 10, and into the end zone goes Henderson with a touchdown run of over 50 yards.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Conference play gets underway as Ohio State hosts the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 6 p.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
A new special collection of activity kits for senior adults is now available at the Coshocton Public Library. Each kit includes activities and resources intended to support brain function, memory recall, and fine motor skills, along with supportive literature for caretakers. The kits may be checked out at the main library location in Coshocton. For more information, please call 740-622-0956 or email adultprograms@coshoctonlibrary.org.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Are you wanting to be part of something greater? This is Staff Sergeant Hogan, your local Ohio Army National Guard recruiter. With the Ohio Army National Guard, you can be part of something greater, helping your local community, state, and country. We offer great benefits, including debt-free college, paid skill training, and more. Contact me today for more information at 740-602-0577. Live here, work here, and serve here. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Association of Broadcasters and this station.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
head to toe. Everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
There was a tree in the middle of a yard. The prettiest tree that you ever did see. And the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around, and on that tree there were some holes, the ugliest holes that you ever did see. And the holes on the tree, and the trees in the ground, and the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around, and in that hole there was some frass, sawdusty frass that you ever did see. And the frass in the holes, and the holes on the tree, and the trees in the ground, and the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around.
Now there's no more tree in the middle of that yard. It's the deadest tree that you ever did see. Because the beetle killed the tree, and the tree hit the ground, and the ALB still goes all around, and the ALB goes around.
Spot the signs and stop the Asian longhorned beetle. Learn all the signs at AsianLonghornedBeetle.com.
Well, that's going to wrap up our Communication Lines program. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. And some thank yous go out to Marley Moner, a senior at New Kemperstown Schools. She was our very first student highlight today, and we will do that about once a week during the upcoming school year. So let me know what you think about that. And we would like to thank the folks from Ohio TT, Rusty Dreher, for being with us today, and Mr. Yoder. They are installing the broadband system across Coshocton County. Let's take a look now at our weather forecast.
Thompson 99 is now open for lunch and dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with doors opening at 11 a.m. Enjoy our fine dining atmosphere with a full bar and fantastic menu at 509 Main Street in downtown Coshocton. We always celebrate happy hour from 3 to 5 p.m. Reservations welcome at 740-202-0258, extension 100. We look forward to seeing you.
Partly cloudy this morning, then mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50%. For tonight, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain is 70%. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, much cooler, less humid, with highs in the mid-60s. Temperatures falling to around 60 in the afternoon. Currently, it is 75 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.
FM, Coshocton, Ohio, it is 11 o'clock.